New research shows that most teens did not get the exercise they needed during the pandemic, and less physical activity was associated with decreased mental health. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Jason Nagata, Assistant Professor of Pediatrics at UCSF. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
What percentage of kids, teens, are meeting their physical activity needs? What's the change here from pre-pandemic?
Yeah, so the current recommendations are that children and teens get at least 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity each day. That would include running, biking, swimming, basketball, soccer, many other activities. Now, before the pandemic, only 16% of teens were meeting these recommended levels, which was low, but that percentage even further decreased to only 9% during the pandemic. So on average, teens were reporting only about 2 hours a week of physical activity, whereas they should really be getting 7.
Wow, that is astonishing. 9% of teens getting enough physical activity. So is that that they're just hanging out on the couch? What are they doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think the pandemic has disrupted so many things for teens. You know, physical education classes were canceled, sports teams were canceled, gyms are closed. So I think it's not surprising that these numbers are so low, but because physical activity has so many health benefits, both for physical health and mental health, it really is important, especially as people are thinking about the ongoing pandemic in the new year, that teens and families, you know, get active.
So let's talk about that. Even in the best of times, we hear that physical activity is good, the oxygenation of the blood. So not just kind of meandering around, but actually getting your heart rate up. So talk about that, the physical benefits that then translate to our better mental health.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of physical benefits, there are just so many. They're too numerous to count. They prevent future disease. You know, they strengthen bones, especially in growing teenagers, and muscles. And as you mentioned, they help brain health. So studies have shown that it improves mental health and concentration, especially among growing children and teenagers.
So what do we do? What needs to happen? I mean, parents can only do so much about, you know, get out and run around the neighborhood. And what are schools doing to meet the needs?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it is going to require help from parents and schools and teens themselves. So, you know, for families, especially during the holidays, if you are able to get outside and do activities with your families, that would be great. You know, schools, I think now the study happened, you know, sort of early on in the pandemic when most schools were closed for in-person learning. Now there are more in-person opportunities and PE classes are being taught in person, and sports teams have for the large part resumed. So I do think that there are more opportunities now than there were earlier in the pandemic. But that being said, it still is important that kids take advantage of those opportunities and do things that they enjoy, that they're not being forced to do.
All right. So physical activity, good for mental health. Very briefly, we're just about out of time. Have you seen an increase in depression, anxiety, those sorts of things in teens during the pandemic?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been really heartbreaking to see the teen mental health crisis, which is another reason why I think physical activity can really help with that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Jason Nagata, Assistant Professor of Pediatrics at UCSF.